This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored India's commitment to deepening economic ties with Cyprus as he addressed the business roundtable in Limassol during his official visit. Prime Minister Modi said that Cyprus has long been a trusted partner.
Cyprus lambe samay se hamara vishwasniya partner raha hai aur Bharat mein yahan se ullekhaniya nivesh bhi hua hai. Kai Bharatiya companies ne bhi Cyprus ko Europe ka gateway ke roop mein hi dekha hai. Aaj aapasi vyapar $150 million pahunch gaya hai, lekin hamare rishton ki vastavik kshamta isse bahut adhik hai.
The Prime Minister said India is focusing on sectors like maritime and port development, shipbuilding and shipbreaking, and is introducing new policies to promote them. Mr. Modi stressed that India is now not only focused on the ease of doing business, but also on the trust of doing business, supported by clear policies and a stable political environment. He said, over the last 10 years, India has witnessed a digital revolution, making financial inclusion a global example.
पिछले 10 वर्षों में digital revolution आया है, financial inclusion एक मिसाल बना है. Unified Payments Interface यानी UPI के माध्यम से आज विश्व का 50% digital transaction भारत में होता है. फ्रांस जैसे कई देश इससे जुड़े हैं. साइप्रस को भी इससे जोड़ने के लिए बात चल रही है और मैं इसका स्वागत करता हूं.
Mr. Modi also welcomed the agreement between the Cyprus Stock Exchange and India's NSE to collaborate in Gift City, Gujarat, calling it a key step in cross-border financial integration.
मुझे जानकर खुशी है कि साइप्रस की स्टॉक एक्सचेंज और एनएसई ने मेरे होम स्टेट गुजरात में गिफ्ट सिटी में सहयोग पर सहमति बनाई है. साइप्रस एक प्रसिद्ध टूरिस्ट डेस्टिनेशन है. भारत में भी हम डेस्टिनेशन डेवलपमेंट और मैनेजमेंट पर बल दे रहे हैं.
He further noted that India is investing over $100 billion annually in futuristic infrastructure and is moving rapidly towards becoming the world's third largest economy. He said, today, India is one of the fastest growing emerging economies with a clear policy roadmap. Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed the preparation for the forthcoming census with the Union Home Secretary and other senior officials in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Shah said in a social media post that the Gazette notification of the census will be issued today. The census will include caste enumeration for the first time. The Home Minister said as many as 34 lakh enumerators and supervisors and around 1.3 lakh census functionaries will conduct the operation with cutting-edge mobile digital gadgets. In the Ahmedabad plane crash in Gujarat, the process from DNA sampling to matching is going on continuously for 24 hours at Gandhinagar Forensic Science Laboratory. A total of 250 blood samples have been taken from the relatives of the passengers and local residents so far. Out of these, 62 DNA samples have been matched and 35 bodies have been handed over to the families of the deceased. Now, only samples of the relatives of 3 passengers are yet to be taken. These relatives are currently living in the United Kingdom and the samples will be given in the next 2 to 3 days. A day of state mourning has been declared in Gujarat today as a tribute to former Chief Minister Vijay Rupani. The last rites of late Vijay Rupani will be performed this evening with full state honours. The India Meteorological Department IMD has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall on the west coast of the country. An orange alert has been issued for several districts. In Maharashtra, the administration has instructed NDRF and SDRF teams to remain on alert for any emergency situation. And that's the end of this news bulletin.